All right, back on the Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO, online KFYO.com, and with the Radio Pup app. Take the show wherever you go. Syria, obviously, making headlines nationally and internationally, and joining us to talk about the latest happening in Syria and what the U.S. response should be, if anything, U.S. Senator John Cornyn. Senator Cornyn, thank you for your time today.
Good morning, Chad. Good to be with you.
Well, I appreciate you coming on today. Let's talk about Syria. That's obviously the big news nationally. What is the latest here? It looks as though the administration, they're claiming that an intercepted phone call proves that chemical weapons were used and that a strike could happen at any time now. Is that correct?
I think that's about right. I'm looking forward to talking to the Deputy National Security Advisor here shortly after our conversation this morning. I've asked to be briefed. The problem is the president has not made the case for American intervention in Syria, either to Congress or the American people. And I think he would be well served if he did. But he's got to identify what are America's national security interests at stake here. I do think there are American national security interests with regard to these chemical weapons that could be commandeered and captured by terrorists and used against us or our allies. But the president, I don't think, can just quietly shoot off a few cruise missiles into Syria and claim that he's taught Assad a lesson or really changed the likely outcome in that country.
Is this a place where we need to get involved? You brought up national security interest with the chemical weapons. We've got two sides here fighting who we don't know who the good guys are, the bad guys. We don't know if there are any good guys in this cause. We have some reports that the rebels are being backed, some at least of the rebel groups are being backed by Al-Qaeda, and it would not be in our best interest, in my opinion, to help out Al-Qaeda. What do we do here, if anything?
Well, I'm with you, Chad. We don't want to do anything to help Al-Qaeda. Unfortunately, I think what's happening is the birds have come home to roost from a really failed and almost dreamlike foreign policy from President Obama. He thinks he can give a couple of nice speeches in Cairo and elsewhere, and the Muslim world will more or less fall in line. And really, I think it demonstrates how naive he is. When people like Bashar al-Assad, who's murdered 100,000 of his own people just in order to maintain his position, is now supported by Hezbollah, which is a proxy for Iran, and one of Israel's worst enemies in the Middle East. So this is a mess, and there's no perfect outcome, or as General Petraeus liked to say, who was responsible for turning around the war in Iraq after the surge, he said, the question we ought to ask is, how does this end? And that's the question that the president ought to be answering as he speaks to the nation and as he consults with Congress, which he has not done to this point.
Let me ask you about that point, consulting with Congress. What exactly does that mean? Because could he just come out and say, you know what, I've talked to some of the top congressional leaders. I have spoken by phone with John McCain, which apparently he has done. There's consulting right there. I mean, is there something he has to go through that deems it as being consulting Congress?
Well, it certainly has to be a lot more than that, and I think that doesn't satisfy the need to deal with the American people and to answer their questions.
Right.
You know, after Iraq and Afghanistan, and after we've shed so much blood and spent so much treasure in these wars overseas, I think the American people are understandably reluctant to get involved in another foreign war, and that makes perfect sense. So the default position ought to be that we don't get involved, and if the president thinks there's a case to be made because of the proliferation of chemical weapons or the like, then he ought to be making that, not just behind the scenes with a few phone calls, but openly to the American people. Because if this is something that he thinks we need to do, then he's going to have to use all of his rhetorical powers to convince the American people, because I think there's enormous reluctance, given the fact that we're 2 years down the road and 100,000 Syrians later who have died, many who are refugees in places like Turkey and Jordan, and this is destabilizing the whole Middle East. So this was what happens when the president's foreign policy is ambiguous, and he more or less decides to lead from behind. Other forces will fill that vacuum, and that's exactly what's happening now in Syria.
Visiting with U.S. Senator John Cornyn this morning on KFYO, looking at this this conflict that we have in the Middle East, that we have in Syria, in your opinion, do we have enough evidence that's been laid out before you to say, you know what, let's lob a few missiles into Syria at strategic sites? And should we even be out there saying, here's what we're going to do?
Well, that's a very important point, Chad, and we should not be talking about what we intend to do and how we intend to just establish a little bit of pain on behalf of the Assad regime and then get out. That doesn't deter him from anything. And so I just don't understand. It looks like amateur hour, really, when it comes to important matters like this, but this is what the President of the United States signs on for when he gets elected as Commander-in-Chief and President of the United States. And unfortunately, it's starting to look a little bit like the Keystone Cops.
Have you seen enough evidence right now for the U.S. to get involved?
Well, I believe what I've been told, which is, and what we've all been told, which is that it's indisputable that chemical weapons have been used. The president said that was a red line, and I think for him not to do anything, since the red line's been crossed, would just send a signal to Iran, who's building nuclear weapons and other bullies around the world, that we don't mean what we say. So I think the president has to do something to demonstrate that there are consequences associated with crossing red lines, but I think it demonstrates how he needs to be more careful in laying down those red lines, because ultimately American prestige and our word are at stake here. And this president just seems to have not really quite understood what he was getting into, and this is a consequence.
Do you worry about retribution if the U.S. strikes?
You know, I don't so much worry about retribution, but I would think if you're our ally, Israel, for example, given the role of Syria as one of the chief proxy states for Iran, I mean, Iran's the one that's been propping up Syria for all these years, and of course, Hezbollah, which is a terrorist organization, which has been fighting Israel for many years now. There could well be retaliation against some of our allies in the Middle East, but I think, you know, America has to be strong. We have to be clear, but we also have to be smart, and we can't just sort of satisfy ourselves by shooting a few missiles off and patting ourselves on the back and saying, well done. It's not the right message. It's not the right way to do it. And the president needs to step up and accept the role that he's been elected to as Commander-in-Chief and explain it to Congress, explain it to the American people. And he hadn't done that.
I know you have about a minute or two left, so last question for you, visiting with U.S. Senator John Cornyn about the topic of Syria. If President Obama does not consult Congress, does not take his case to the American people, or if he does take his case to the American people, but still does not consult Congress, what happens?
Mm-hmm. Well, Congress has controls the purse strings, and as you know, the president has basically tried to ignore Congress as much as he can and issue executive orders and bypass Congress, which is just his arrogance is really just something to behold. But I think he ought to reconsider and think about how much he actually would need Congress and need the support of the American people if he were to stick his neck out and the country's neck out and get involved in Syria in some limited sort of way. This is required, I believe, by the War Powers Act. This is required by our Constitution, and I think it's dictated by common sense. But we'll see.
Senator Cornyn, I appreciate your time today. I know it's a very busy day for you, and I appreciate you taking a little time to talk to us.
Anytime, Chad. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's U.S. Senator John Cornyn. We'll go ahead. We'll take the break. Your reaction to what the senator had to say when we come back.